It's time now for the Morning Monster Podcast with Bobby Raider.
Dr. Joshua Davis is the principal at West Ridge, and for the first time this summer, he has sat down. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning, Bobby. How are you?
Doing well. You told me yesterday, it's an exciting time for sure if we can just get started.
That's exactly right. We have been planning and planning and working for a long time, and it's here, and we're excited. We had our band and cheer on campus on Tuesday morning to welcome teachers back, and today all of our athletes get to come to campus and see their athletic facilities for the first time, so we're excited.
Like Bud mentioned, it is a work in progress. There's lots of work to be done and will be done for the next foreseeable future. You're ready inside. I mean, I went in yesterday just for a small look, and it looks great.
We are ready. They're putting some finishing touches up on our theater and fine arts complex, but for the most part, we are ready. Our teachers are moving in on Monday. Furniture is in place. We just got those last-minute touches, but we are ready for our students.
You know the numbers. You don't have to give me the numbers. It doesn't matter because you're all one now. I heard a couple of the football players on a television interview the other night talking about, we're playing with a guy. I didn't think I'd ever like this guy. Now he's my best friend. We're teammates now. Same thing goes on the academic side.
Absolutely. It's amazing. Our athletes, football, band, cheer, et cetera, those guys have been coming together all spring, summer. And what's interesting is from practice one, they came together well. They started working together just like our faculty did this week. They meshed together. They gelled. Teachers have been collaborating for a while. Now they are one. And you could see that this week and the excitement and enthusiasm that they had to be in this new facility and to be working together with the resources that we have and this new facility that they have to really do what it is that they want to do each and every day.
I knew this because I used to do news. I now know this even better because I have an educator in the home. You're not off all summer, okay?
No.
That's probably the worst misnomer out there.
Absolutely.
Because I understand what goes on. As you mentioned, lots of collaborating between the teachers going on. But there's got to be that same excitement for that group as there is for this group of athletes who are coming in here for the first time because everything's nice and shiny and new and all that.
It is. And you know, change is scary, but change is good sometimes. And, you know, the teachers have come together. They are collaborating. They are excited. And for many of them, they're doing something new for the first time in a long time. You know, we've got teachers that have been in buildings for 20-plus years. And for them to get to come into a new building and to have new things and to, instead of being in a department where there may have been three or four teachers, there are now 20, 25 teachers. And the collaboration and the ability to work together with each other is exciting for them. And again, they are amazing and they've been working together quite well for many months. We've been preparing for this really for several years as we've moved closer to this opening. So they've been working together for a while, and you know, we're excited that this day is now here.
Dr. Joshua Davis, he's the principal at West Ridge High School, the new West Ridge High School. Give me a take on the numbers, because I know virtual, you remember 2020, as bad as we hate to,
right.
But we remember what happened last year with the virtual and all that. I think your numbers are going to be up a bit because of less virtual learning?
Absolutely. We are not offering a virtual school in Sullivan County. That decision was made a few weeks ago.
Okay.
So we are also seeing an influx of students wanting to come to us from surrounding districts. We have not known for some time, as most people know, what those attendance numbers were going to be. We're starting to get an idea of that right now. We are well over 2,000 students, probably pushing a little closer to 2,100. We may land somewhere in that zone, but we're fairly comfortable that we will be between 2,000 and 2,100 when we start school in a week.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just going to go sit at the radio station and think, boy, Josh has got a bigger job than I do this week.
We've got a big job, but we're excited, and we can't wait for them to get here.
How many, you probably know the number roughly, how many educators are we talking about here?
Full staff, we are around 200, maybe a little over 200.
Okay.
Professional staff, including teachers, around 150.
folks put a lot of emphasis on the athletic side of things.
Absolutely.
I've got a feeling just that you, it's not a new school per se as far as students go. You've got athletes from all three of the schools, and maybe some others, you said, from other locations coming in. I think you're going to see success quicker than you might normally with a regular new school.
Absolutely. We hope so. You know, and look at this facility.
Yeah.
I cannot, and you're going to be here to see it. I can't wait for that football team to walk into the stadium at 8:30 for the first time and to see exactly what is going on. They're bringing them in at 8:30 to start media day.
Hold on. I didn't even think about that right now. They've not been allowed over here for this.
No, this has still been a construction site until this week, really. We got permission for them to be on campus today. We got permission for the band to come in earlier in the week. The campus really does not officially open until Monday, August 2nd. So today at 8:30 will be the first time that our athletes step onto this into this stadium and onto that field. So it's going to be something special.
As a three-time band dad, I think roughly around 200, that's a good number in the band.
200, maybe a little bit more. Okay. Our band has been – their first two performances were in the two parades, 4th of July. They've had band camp all week. I've checked on them a few times. They've been over at South. They move in tomorrow, and they will be occupying their space come Monday, and they'll be ready to go in this stadium as well on Monday.
And despite some concerns, we do have roads leading to the new school.
We do, and I do want to give a shout-out to both the Sullivan County Highway Department and the Kingsport City Public Works because they've been working feverishly over the last several weeks to prepare the roads coming into Westridge, and people will notice a distinct difference. I know that that's one of the comments that I've received over the last week or so was just how much better those roads are coming in. So we do appreciate the work of our Sullivan County Highway Department and also Kingsport Public Works.
This is awful. Have you thought of day one? Hey, what are you gonna say? Hey, how y'all doing?
I dream about day one.
Do you?
I have for about a year. You know, first and foremost, let's get them on campus. Let's get them here safely. Let's get them into the building. And, you know, because this is a new building, we're going to take this step by step, and we're going to take it really slow. Normally, you would have an hour or so orientation for the most part for freshmen or students who have not been on campus before. You walk them through the building, and then it's everybody comes in. This is a different situation because nobody is familiar with this building. Our teachers, our staff, our students, we're going to do the best we can to get our teachers and staff acclimated over the next week. But we're really going to go step by step with all of our students. We're coming back on a staggered start. So half of our students, juniors and seniors, come on day one. Half of our students, our sophomores and freshmen, come on day two. And then that same thing repeats on Wednesday and Thursday. So we've got a schedule built out to where we're going to walk them through this slowly. We're going to meet in one location. They're going to get their schedules. We're going to walk them to their home rooms. And then from there, teachers are going to give them a long tour of the building. We've got to practice safety drills. What do we do in the event of X, Y, or Z? All of those things that I think a lot of people take for granted because the majority of a building knows each and every year. Nobody in this building knows. So we've got to break it down and really take things much slower. And that's what we're going to do that first week of school.
Josh Davis, the principal here at West Ridge High School, and I was talking to Anthony earlier. He alluded to the same thing. Athletically, we're not going to see the finalized version of this new stadium on game night, which, by the way, wouldn't you feel like maybe Science Hill should leave those 35 seniors at home that first night to help out?
You know, the interesting thing, these are really amazing stadium lights. You saw some of them morning.
Nice.
They twinkle, they strobe, they do cool things. So you never know. We may pull out all the stops there on September 4th. But no, we like it. We want them to come in. We want them to come to play. And we feel like we are ready and we are ready to play with anyone that walks into this stadium. We are proud of who we are and what we have.
Yeah, and that's all a part of that process that's going on here. So it will be fun to watch the development of this school.
Absolutely.
Athletically, academically, physically.
Absolutely.
And all the projects that are going on because this stadium's not finished. And we haven't even touched on that area right over there, 2 hour, whatever that is.
Absolutely, that spring complex over there. And it's an amazing facility as well. But as you alluded to in your last question, there's still lots to go.
Oh, yeah.
Our director, Evelyn Rafalowski, our board, they are committed to making sure that the facilities, not only here at Westridge, but at Sullivan East High School, are the best that they can possibly be. And what you see is what we were able to do with the dollars that were funded by our Sullivan County Commission. And beyond that, when the school system takes over, we still have things to do. We're going to expand the capacity of this stadium. That scoreboard over there is going to get bigger with video board. We've got some improvements to the parking and the paving areas, also to that spring sports complex. So there are still lots of things to do that our director and our board are committed to, and we're just excited for the potential that still lies ahead.
I've been trying to paint the kitchen for 3 weeks. How long, when did you turn the first dirt on this project?
Oh, my gosh. I should know that off the top of my head.
Ballpark.
Ballpark 2015, 2016.
Really?
Yeah, so
wow.
This is something that has been discussed and talked about and debated and everything in between for several years. And the fact that we are here ready to start school in a week, and teachers have already come on campus, our student-athletes are coming on today, it's exciting to get here and to get started.
We thank you for your time this morning.
Absolutely.
And thanks for your friendship and all you're doing for the kids here at Westridge and for the area, and we thank you for your time.
Thank you, Bobby. Welcome to Westridge High School.
Thank you. Dr. Joshua Davis. Josh Davis, the principal at Westridge High School. As it is Media Day here, and we are broadcasting live from Westridge High School.
Catch the Morning Monster weekdays 6 till 10 on 640 WXSM. And be sure to join us next time for another Morning Monster podcast with Bobby Raider right here.